Moose Jotoday. Com, it's become a bit of a broken record at this point. The Moose Jaw Warriors facing an opponent in the 2024 Western Hockey League playoffs and having an almost identical record in head-to-head play in the regular season. Such was the case in the first round against the Brandon Wheat Kings and again in the second round against the Swift Current Broncos, with the Warriors winning the former in four games and taking five games to get through the latter. Now, it's on to the Eastern Conference Final for only the third time in team history, against an opponent in the Saskatoon Blades that promises to once again offer a serious challenge. And for proof of that, you just have to look at how things went in the regular season between the two clubs. Six games played, three wins apiece. The Warriors got the better of things early, taking a 3-1 win on October 1 in Saskatoon before rolling to a 9-6 win in their first meeting in Moose Jaw on November 14. The Blades got their first win over the Warriors on home ice on November 17 and then followed with a 4-3 win in Moose Jaw on December 9, the last time the two teams would meet until after the WHL trade deadline. That highly anticipated home-and-home set took place during the March 15 weekend, with the Blades winning 6-3 in Saskatoon and the Warriors winning 6-3 at home the next night. Of course, both teams had vastly different lineups after the January 10 trade deadline, but even in that situation the teams are remarkably close. The Warriors were 2-2-6-0-1 after the deadline, the Blades 2-3-5-0-1, with a single win separating the two teams. In the end, Saskatoon had the better record at the start of the season and went on to post a 5-0-1-3-2-3 mark to win the Scotty Munro Trophy as the team with the best regular season record, while the Warriors had the second best mark in the Eastern Conference at 4-4-2-1-0-3. When it comes to player performance, the Warriors once again have a substantial advantage. Trevor Wong led the Blades with 15 goals and 101 points in 68 games. With Igor Sidorov, 6-6-5-0-3-8-8-8, Brandon Lasowski, 6-8-4-2-3-8-8-0, and Easton Armstrong, 6-2-3-4-2-2-5-6, rounding out their top four to go along with Tanner Molendik, 5-0-1-0-4-6-5-6, as their highest-scoring defenseman. Jagr Furkus, 6-3-6-1-6-5-1-2-6. Atlee Calvert, 6-8-4-7-4-8-9-5, Braden Yeager, 5-7-3-5-6-0-9-5, and Matthew Savoy, 3-4-3-0-4-1-7-1, led Moose Jaw forwards in scoring, while Denton Matichuk, 5-2-1-7-5-8-7-5, topped the Warriors' rearguards. Head-to-head, it was all about the Furkus Circus. The WHL scoring champion had 9 goals and 15 points over the 6 games against the Blades, while Yeager had 2 goals and 7 points and Braden Schurman had a goal and 6 points. 3 players had 7 points against the Warriors: Sidorov, 4-3-7, Lasowski, 2-5-7, and Wong, 0-7-7. Matichuk has been a force in the playoffs and leads the league in scoring with 5 goals and 19 points in 9 games, with Furkus right on his heels with 9 goals and 18 points in the same span. Yeager, the 9th to the 7th of July 14, and Savoy, the 8th to the 7th of June 13, sit 8th and 9th in scoring. Sidorov is the only Saskatoon player in the top 10 after the first two rounds with 10 goals and 14 points in 9 games. Wong is 12th with 3 goals and 13 points. In goal, Jackson Unger carries a 3.29 goals against average and .903 save percentage into the third round, but those numbers are deceptive given his stellar play through the majority of both series. For Saskatoon, Evan Gardner has seen action in 8 games and has a 1.66 GAA and .928 SP, while Austin Elliott has played 3 games and has a 2.95 GAA and .887 SP. The Blades won their opening round series in 5 games over Prince Albert and then swept an injury-riddled Red Deer Rebels squad. Games 1 and 2 of the Eastern Conference Final are set for this coming Friday and Saturday in Saskatoon, with games 3 and 4 in Moose Jaw on Tuesday, April 30 and Wednesday, May 1. If necessary, Game 5 is in Saskatoon on Friday, May 3, Game 6 in Moose Jaw on Sunday, May 5, and Game 7 in Saskatoon on Tuesday, May 7. Both dates at the Moose Jaw Events Center were half sold out a couple of hours after tickets went on sale Saturday afternoon, with fans advised to move quickly to pick up seats at the box office or on www.sasktix.ca.